With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says education will go back to where it should be.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do, and it's going to work. Absolutely, it's going to work. And I can tell you from dealing with the governors and others in the state, they want it so badly. They want to take their children back and really teach their children individually. Probably the cost will be half, and the education will be maybe many, many times better.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United States sustaining airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels as President Trump continues to pressure Iran.
The U.S. has escalated its offensive campaign in the past few days, targeting headquarters and drone sites, with President Trump blaming Iran for the attacks and delegating authority to U.S. Central Command. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump demanded that Iran stop supplying the Houthi rebels, suggesting they let them fight it out amongst themselves and that they'll be completely annihilated.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Police say two men have escaped from an immigration detention center in Aurora, Colorado, after the back doors opened during a power outage. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the two men still at large. The search is ongoing. Hawaii's most active volcano resuming erupting after a week-long pause, sending fountains of lava 700 feet into the sky. U.S. Geological Survey says the molten rock was contained, though, within the park and is not threatening residential areas. That volcano began its current eruption just 2 days before Christmas. This is SRN News. Is your newborn baby gay?
That is actually one of the questions being put to mothers in hospitals and health facilities across New Jersey under a new law passed by the Democratic majority legislature. Republican State Senator Holly Schapese has put one of the medical questionnaires up on Facebook. One question asks mothers to identify whether their infant is, quote, male, female, transgender, or genderqueer. Another question asks which gender a baby was, quote, assigned at birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three-judge panel of the 10th District Court of Appeals ruling Ohio's ban on sex change operations for children is unconstitutional. State vows to appeal. The law bans counseling, surgery, and hormone therapy to help anyone under the age of 18 to live as the opposite sex. That appeals panel ruled the ban is unlawful. This is SRN News. In the UK, interest rates will remain unchanged.
With inflation still elevated, the Bank of England is holding the main UK interest rate at 4.5%, as firms are expected to raise prices as a result of a big increase in the minimum wage and higher payroll taxes in the UK.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the Bank of England's decision comes one day after the US Fed also kept interest rates unchanged at about 4.3%. U.S. regulators are recalling nearly all Cybertrucks, the eighth recall of the Tesla vehicles since deliveries to customers began 1 year ago. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's recall, which covers more than 46,000 Cybertrucks, warns an exterior panel that runs along the left and right side of the windshield can detach while driving, creating a dangerous road hazard for other motorists. More details at SRNnews.com.